It is normally the time that we do our talkbacks, and we've had a couple. I had a couple of talkbacks this week. Not talkbacks. These are actually emails that came in. One from our friend Mark, who lives up on Plantation Lake, and sent along some observations that he sent in with his loon survey for the year. And he says, I live on a small 70-plus acre lake, which is about the size of the lake I live on. I watched the loons from ice out until ice over. This year, a pair eventually came back after ice out, as always. For some time in May through late June, I noticed there was only one loon on the lake. I assumed one or the other, maybe alternating, was on the nest. They were not on my loon platform I built for them years ago, ungrateful loons. During the last week of June, two loons appeared 99% of the time. No chick. I assume a successful hatch failed. Then, days later, a third loon arrived and spent about half its time with the pair throughout the day. Over the last 50 to 60 years, one or two loons would come to visit most days, typically an hour before dark. Last night, while on the dock, I watched the pair and the third loon, and then later a fourth one showed up. I mention this third loon because over the years, one loon in the pair has occasionally disappeared from August through early October. However, afterwards, I have seen a loon come to visit over and over, almost like offering support, and then leave. I have probably watched Granny Green's The Third Man too many times. Graham Green's The Third Man too many times. This morning, while officially completing the loon survey, the pair was across the lake. No chicks, no third loon. Normal activity, if there was such a thing when it comes to loons. And then we got a note from some friends of yours, a woman named Rhonda and her husband and her mother-in-law and her sister-in-law. So all of us went for a hike at Deep Portage, and she said, thank you for the wonderful walk. We have been very busy looking at our yard since we returned. We have found four different species of ferns, including the edible ones. We also, so far, we have picked about four cups off of the three trees. The berries are everywhere right now. So attached are some hummingbird photos from the nest just off our deck. We hope you enjoy them. I was impressed because usually I take people for a walk and I get the feeling that they're enjoying themselves and they're, you know, watching me talk about this and that and the other thing, but I never hear that they actually go home and apply what they have learned from me. And these folks did. And I only hope I get invited for the Juneberry pie. Juneberries are ripe right now. Not all of them, of course, because that's not their nature, but there are a lot of ripe Juneberries out there. That's our talkback segment for today. And if you would like to communicate with us, we'd love to hear from you. So send along your notes. You are tuned to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, 103.9 Ely, and KAXE.org, connecting you to Northern Minnesota.